El primero era, el first one is the sound of a bee, and it's buzzing. Second one is the flute, a flute, or wind instrument, a trumpet to the sound of the wind instrument. Lo, I turned to the east, and I heard the voice of God like many waters, and the trumpet blowing Gabriel's horn, the same sound current playing inside. That's on the second level of the consciousness. Then you go inward again, and this you will hear a harp playing, string instruments playing, the sitar, the veena, they're all playing inside. When you go on, you will hear like a drum beating, every man matching his own drum beat. Then you hear the conch, like the ocean, the roar of the ocean. Then eventually you hear a bell, from the bell tolls, each one is involved in the bell current. And the very first toll of pure spirit, the bell current, because it's opening up the spiritual heart, the higher mind's force. And you hear this current of the heart pulling and tolling inside. For whom the bell tolls, it tolls for you. Each one of us hearing his own spiritual angelus inside. Then, from this the bell, we go to the thunder. The sound of the thunder and the thunderbolt. That's because in Tibetan yoga, you find they always got the thunderbolt. Sons of Zebedee, sons of thunder. The father with hearing is the current at the level of the thunder within his brain. And his children were offspring from that divine consciousness. That's why we're called sons of thunder. Their father was a very evolved man. He was evolved to the point that he could hear the vibration of the thunderbolt in his own consciousness from that particular chakra. And therefore, he was at that level. Now then you have to go beyond that, beyond the thunder, into the lightning. Then you go beyond the lightning up to the bagpipes. The bagpipes are blowing in the highlands. They don't blow in the lowlands. So when you get to the bagpipe, you're already on the road to gravitation. So you have to hear it inside. They're there and they're playing. And bagpipes have these tubes representing the octave, the 8 levels of creation. That plays through creation. So you know the structures of creation when you guys divided into 8. The whole universe is music. It's playing all of that. And only in the backbiting can you really see the radiant form of the Lord. And until you get that far in the spiritual book, you don't see nothing. You may see light, you may see some geometrical form. But see the pure radiant form of the Master, the Lord. Then eventually, when you go back to the backpack, you will see yourself in the radiant form. You and the Father are one. The Son reveals the Father. And unto the Son, the Father will reveal to you. This is an experience that I have to tell you one. You can tell you.
And the voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise thou God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his
right there is the marriage of the Lamb has come. We've gone all the way up to the thunder, right? And the marriage of the Lamb has come. That's the Christ in man. The Christ intelligence in man is the Lamb. The marriage of the Lamb. That means the union between the sensory nature of the body with the Christ intelligence, that yoga, that union, that yoga has occurred for the first time in the bridge for an advocate and father. You can go to the God self unless you make contact with the radiant form of the spiritual teacher. He is the lamb. He is the sacrifice. He is the price of the spirit. He pays the price of taking on the karma. The life of the guru, the birth and death of that guru, is predetermined by the karma of the disciples. That is why it is called a lamb. He lives in the world with you like a mirror, not punishing you, not condemning you, not criticizing you, or doing anything to you. He merely reflects back to you your ignorance when you see him, or your joyousness, or your wisdom, simply because he is a bridge to make yourself conscious of your relationship with God. He doesn't interfere with the calm of the universe either. He doesn't make any changes. He merely reminds you that there is a bond between you and the Father, so if you love him, and through that love, you are absolved of the calm that you created. So it's a two-way feedback. If you love the Guru, you're loving God. If you love God, you're loving the Guru. And if you're loving God and Guru, you're loving yourself at the same time. Marvelous deal. It's like a double poker game. Where you're the banker and you're the receiver and nobody's losing. That's really where the lamb and the marriage of the lamb is. The union between the sensory nature and the Christ self. The locking in with the radiant form of the Master Consciousness.
And his wife had made herself ready, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints.
Okay. Been a time already.
And he said,
if the right action of the disciple, which is the calm that determines the birth and the death of the guru, then that action is what the guru takes on as a garment. He has no garment but a body. The Guru is Sant. Saint means sane mind. He has no garments as a form, unless the garment is formed by the right action of the disciple. There is no wrong action in God. It's all right. No matter if you kick your brother in his face, it's all right. He's getting environmental massage. So the garment is beautiful for the Guru. He takes it all on himself. He wears it as a body. He comes in the world. He lives in the world with you. When he passes out, he takes on all the pollution of that garment. Because he works it out. That's why he said, the Christ died to save the sins of the world. Not the man Jesus. The Christ principle takes on the karma of the being in the world to work out the karma in the process of association and lifts it out of this creation into the dimension of pure spirit, pure love. Then you are released for the first time of your own karma, your own particular feedback and mental thoughts of spirit. So the greatest purpose that can happen to you is to encounter a free being, so free in themselves that they come into the world by your karmic link to them and cause their body to be spun out and their existence and their continuance of their existence and their final retreat from their existence all by your love with this internal karmic flow. And this is God's way to teach us that it's the way of righteousness. Suffer to be so far. This is the way of righteousness. The association goes on. That is the true marriage of the Lamb. We are spinning out this particular wonderful garment, this bridal suit for the Guru. The Guru is the Lamb. He is the spiritual sponsor of the bankrupt life where you are bankrupt because you have abused it by wrong actions in past lives. You have no way to get back to the Father. So he comes down as a sort of a collateral, a spiritual collateral to the lower creation, uncle. You know him as Satan. Not a bad guy. We didn't recognize him as Uncle Joe. He never knew no harm anyway. He's just trying to put you through the basement, shave you up before you take off the bones, see daddy. But somebody's got to pay off Uncle Joe because he spent a lot of time keeping his creation going while we were busy messing it up. So our spiritual brother, the Guru, or the Lamb, is the collateral required. Somebody has to vouch for you at the bank to give you credit to go back by grace. We all want to go back to the Father in spite of ourselves by grace, which is the spiritual Lamb, the sacrificial Lamb. The Guru is a sacrifice. The spiritual teacher is a sacrifice in the form. He doesn't die because of bad karma or good karma. He doesn't come into the world simply because he wants to come into the world or have a healthy or unhealthy body or do things in the world. He is surrendering his whole life stream of the body, the mind, and the spirit, all for the disciples' growth. Because the disciples' growth spun the web for his existence. Otherwise, he could not be there. He couldn't be there. It was all spun out a long time to put the association together. And that's where the love is. And if that love dies out, then all is lost. So no greater love than him who laid down his life for his fellow man. The Guru is a particular aspect of the creation that has been demonstrated over and over for the lifting up of the soul. And that's the marriage, that's the vestments. The vestments are the karma generated by the disciple in previous lives to bring that guru down, or that particular entity down, to be the focal point of pure love, to inspire you to love one another, to inspire you to love yourself within yourself. Then you have love, or else you have no love. You cannot generate love if you don't have an opportunity to express it. Where will you get it from? Who is love to today? And to who will you give love to? So it's God love that works through you to give back to God in a higher aspect of God in man. So he comes unto his own. That means God comes unto his own creation in the form of man. But man may not accept God in the human form. That's man's prerogative, that's man's free choice. But as many that received it, as many who are willing to accept this path of association, or this bond of love that flows between each other, on the human level, to them, are given the power to become sons of God, the possibility to travel through the eight levels of creation without being attached by the karma, or to be stuck in any one of the realms, pumping for time. Sons of God can travel from the lowest level of creation to the highest level of creation without any desired pattern pulling them. They have free access. That means they can go from depression to ecstasy. This is a day. It's all right there. Just to switch on and switch off. If you can make your faith hard and want to make something light up, you're in there. That's what God is all about. God is to lift you from the world's level into the higher level. Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Rise above the worldly pull of the senses and be of cheerfulness. Feel the joy immediately going through you. Electrify yourself, live it. pure existence. We are looking for existentialism. There are no more greater existentialism than joyousness of now. Would you trade it for anything else? The joyousness of now is the purest existence you can make. It's real existence for the first time, real you. It's all you. Existentialism is not atheism. Because God is. And that's reality. God actually is. That is pure substance. It exists. But it's conscious. I don't say it's unconscious floating around like a non-object without any direction. No? Yet it gives off the greatest feeling, the feeling of bliss. So, existence, consciousness, bliss. In the unity of being, so it's called law of the soul, pure being. Capital S, capital E, capital L, capital F. Not capital S-E-L-F or S-E-L-F. It's capital S, capital E, capital L, capital F. The vast difference of capital S-E-L-F or mere S-E-L-F. Most of us do not understand what capital E, capital S, capital E, capital F, capital F means. But we can understand S-E-L-F and capital S-E-L-F. Capital S-E-L-F is high mind, divine mind. And S-E-L-F is little self, ego mind. But capital S, capital E, capital L, capital F. Calling beings. There's no mind here. God is not a mind. It's a substance within itself. Fire unto itself that spins its own web from within its own tongue and walk all over it, never getting stuck. And every other creature in creation that gets stuck is body thing. That's God's fear to be in his creation and outside his creation. That's why he's purity, sanctification, all the soul. He is alone, controls the law. He alone spins out the creation by learning the law. So, unquote, law of creation. We call it state, not a background. Not somebody with a pitchfork. That's just the law of resistance. That's the real scientific terminology for Satan. The innate resistance of matter to flow in order to form creation. Everything must have something to go against. If you have a smooth room, nothing will roll. You must have some kind of a friction. Something to interact. Law of opposites and polarity must interact. And this is the garment to work.
And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called into the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Good. See, it tells me there that Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Worship God. The Christ self is S-E, capital S-E-L-F. Capital S-E-L-F is the Christ self. And Jesus is S-E-L-F. But God is capital S, capital E, capital L, capital F. There's a difference between Jesus, Christ, and God. Jesus is Joe, Adam, Mary, Henry, and so forth. The Christ in you is that capital S-E-L-F, that higher self. But not the God self yet. That higher self must bow down still to the God self. The pure divine being of the Holy Spirit. He hears the voice telling his sight in Revelation, which is the coming together of his understanding, right? Breaking through for the first time a true understanding of how he's made up, that he can now worship God as God for what God is, and not God in the form which he originally related. He cannot use his sensory nature and identify with the high mind. High mind is still high mind, and high mind is still divine mind, and divine mind is still in what be God here. Because God is being, not mind.
And I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in right...
The horse... is a vehicle for motion. The human mechanism. What is the vehicle of motion? Feet, yes. There is one psychological part of you that represents the vehicle of motion. One physiological part of you that represents the vehicle of motion. It's like a workhorse. You know, a horse, they always use the word workhorse. You ever see that thing? Statement in English? Horse is supposed to be pulling and doing something, carry a loop. Yeah, that's what it is. Your human heart is your workhorse. You don't get the chance to rest. And the pure in heart sees what? And purity is the color of what? What color of purity represents? White. So it's a white horse. Pick up where you're leading now.
And in righteousness he doth judge and make war.
All right. Your heart has to be pure in your physical body. And the heart of the spirit is located between the eyebrows, the pituitary gland. In that, you can make war. War on what? War on the lower nature. You can now start the process of self-evaluation. The anterior and the posterior lobe of the pituitary gland, it sets the normal stability of metabolism in the body, can now wage a war against disease or self-pollution. If the metabolism is in balance, you are in a state of what? Health. Homeostasis, balance. Divine harmony. Put it in a state of conflict, and what have we got? Disease, pollution, self-destruction. You get it, huh? Your whole mechanism is already telling you that. Now, that is also the master gland in the body. The pituitary is a workhorse too, but it's the workhorse of the spirit. Whereas the heart is the workhorse of the body.
And his eyes were as a flame of fire. And
good, the third eye. Everybody has a flame of fire. Ever see the third eye of Shiva? There's a story about Shiva and the third eye. When he was married to his wife Parvati, he had a son. The son came in just at the time when the daddy embracing mother. And for that, he shut out the light out of his eyes and burned out his head. And the mother said, why did you do that? He is your son. Okay. The first thing that comes along, I'll take that one's head and put it in. And give him back a head. And along came an elephant. And the sheep looked at it. And the head of the elephant fell off and took it and stuck it in his son's head. And from that day on, it was known as Ganesh, the Lord of Good Fortune. These are symbols in our own makeup. The Orientals are very, very wonderful people in using symbols for their revelation of the spirit to carry on the drama of what is going on inside. In the cosmic realm, the fire goes up in the eye. You know, in the olden days, they say, watch out for that guy. Wicked Adam, evil Adam, nobody good at it. It's so funny, everything can be evil or bad, nobody thinks it'll be good at it. You ever think of it? You ever hear of the good eye? No one talks of the good eye, no one talks of the evil eye. Yet more good eyes are working in the world to save us than the evil eye. The chances of running the evil eye is 1 per billion. And compared to the good eye that's working.
And on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself.
What is the crown? The crown is the jewel within the lotus. Unless you study Buddhism, you can't understand the crown. Hail to the jewel within the lotus. What is the jewel within the lotus? Something that is far beyond the thousand petal lotus. And it's called a rose. And the name across the forehead is written, but no one knows. That's the real name of God given to you at initiation. And must only repeat it in the state of the mind and the tongue that must move. That's why you say sacred, hallowed be thy name. It's written on the forehead of the soul. The name of the Lord is there already. But you cannot repeat it with the tongue in a spoken way. When you do that, it's just a greeting. For it to have the full potential of elevating and opening up the soul, you have to hallow it. That means you have to repeat it without moving your tongue. But the name has to be given to you. It's called a lost word in masonry. You're still looking for it. They're not wrong with you. Spiritual initiates have got it, but I don't think they're using it. I don't see it in their quizzes sometimes. They're busy looking for something else. Believe me, the crown is not a life belt alone. It's more than a life belt and more than a crown. It's the divine scepter of protection. The holy name will get you through where everything else fails. That is you more than the Lord. For his soul shall be magnified in all glorification of his spirit. And then this being will know it in the Lord, but he shall surely walk up and find self-destruction in the spirit. This is a quotation from some ancient Bible that we never recognize.
Thank you. me the sea. I am a bubble, make me the sea. So do thou, my Lord. So do thou, my Lord. Thou and I never apart. Thou and I never apart. Wave of the sea, dissolve in the sea. Wave of the sea, dissolve in the sea. I am a bubble, make me the sea. I am a bubble, make me the sea. So do thou, my Lord. So do thou, my Lord. Thou and I never apart. Thou and I never apart. Wave of the sea, dissolve in the sea. Wave of the sea, dissolve in the sea. I am a bubble, make me the sea. I am a bubble, make me the sea.
Make me the sea.
Oh, make me the sea. Make me the sea. Oh, make me the sea. I am a bubble, make me the sea. I am a bubble, make me the sea. Voice I hear in all the of seeing thee, my Lord, would my days fly away. Without seeing thee, my Lord, night and day, I look for thee, night and day, night and day.
Jai Guru Jai Guru Jai Guru Jai. Oh God, beautiful,
beautiful, oh God, beautiful.
At thy feet, oh, I do bow. At thy feet, oh, I do bow.
Oh God, beautiful, oh God, beautiful.
Oh God, beautiful, oh God.
Did I sing Leslie's song?
May the long tan sun shine on you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way home. May the long tan sun shine on you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way home. May the long time sun shine on you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way home. May the long time sun shine on you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way home. May the long time sun shine on you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way home. May the long time sun shine on you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way. Open my eyes that I may see visions of truth Thou hast for me. Place in my hand the wonderful key that will unclasp and set me free. Silently the joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I've got the joy down in my heart, down in my heart to stay. I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart, down in my heart. Down in my heart, I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay.
I've got the love of Swami Nityananda down in my heart.
Down in my heart. Down in my heart, I've got the love of Swami Nityananda down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay.
I've got the love of Jesus down in my heart.
Down in my heart, down in my heart. I've got the love of Jesus
down in my heart. Down in
my heart to stay. Down in my heart. Down in my heart,
I've got the love of Master Sharon Singh down in my heart.
Down in my heart to stay.
I've got the love of Bob Rambo down in my heart.
Down in my heart. Down in my heart, I've got the love of Yogananda
down in my heart.
Down in my heart to stay. Down in my heart, I've got the love. down in my heart to stay.
Come on, in
my heart. I can see in love.
Down in my heart, I've got the love of
love.
Down in my heart to stay.
The love of making them down in my heart.
Down in my heart. Down in my heart, I've got the love of Swami Nityananda down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay.
Y'all want to try the love that makes the world go round? See if you can do it more.
I'll follow you. Go ahead.
I don't think this is done.
Love. It's love that makes the world go round. It's love. It's love. It's love that makes the world go round. It's love, 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 love. Joy. It's joy. It's joy that makes the world go round. It's joy. Joy, it's joy that makes the world go round. It's joy, 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 joy. It's peace that makes the world go round. It's peace that makes the world go round. It's peace, 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 peace. Bliss, bliss, bliss that makes the world go round. It's bliss, it's bliss. Bliss that makes the world go round. Bliss, 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 bliss. Seva, Seva, Seva that makes the world go round. Seva, Seva, Seva that makes the world go round. Seva, 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 Seva. It's friends, it's friends, it's friends that makes the world go round. It's friends, it's friends. Friends that makes the world go round. It's friends, 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 friends. God, it's God, it's God that makes the world go round. It's God, it's God, it's God that makes.